Next come the multi-level development bank funded projects. There are so many multilateral development banks. But main, which is connected to the World Bank, is MDB funded projects. They represent a significant part of the total project expose undertaken across the global. It is other than IBRD and IDA. Here, this will apply to all types of projects across the globe. They require substantial goods, equipment, civil works, and consultation services across a wide spectrum of sectors. Yes, funds would be provided for such access. And this, the projects allow exporters to capitalize on competitive advantage and showcase their domain expertise in order to get finance from these types of banks. You have got to show your expertise. India is among the top ICB winning countries, international competitive bidding winning countries across projects funded by major MDBs. We have been getting finance from major MDBs. India is also among the top project exporters in the overseas markets. And we are specialized in energy, transport, and water or sanitation sectors. We have undertaken many such projects in different countries, also our own countries, by using such funds. The multilateral development bank funded projects are required their borrowers to obtain goods, works, and services through ICB or international competitive bidding. That's a primary requisite of the World Bank. Alternative methods of procurement can also include the following: limited international bidding, a national competitive bidding based on certain conditions. They can do shopping directly anywhere. A direct contracting method is also available. A quality and cost-based selection is also available. Least cost selection is also available. And a single source selection is also available under the MDB funded projects. It is not compulsory that all bidding process should be ICB. There are limits created that so much, this limit you have to go to ICB, this limit you go under this schemes. For each of these schemes, there are limits created for the respective types of the selection process. As far as World Bank is concerned, there is a World Bank partnership with India. In September 2018, the World Bank Group, mind you, all these three, IBRD, IDA, and MDB. Of course, initially when we got our independence, 1947, we took some loan from IDA also because we were the poorest of the nations. Subsequently, we graduated, we got loans from IBRD, but today maximum loans that we are getting is through MDB funding. And in all these three are World Bank, they constitute as lead state as a World Bank. In September 2018, the World Bank Group began a new partnership with India. And this partnership emphasizes an efficient and sustainable growth part. And it has fostered competitiveness to create new job opportunities and investments in human capital. Over this period, we have invested quite a lot of capital in skill developing human capital. Humans are being taken as capital. This is embedded in the sustainable development goals of the United Nations and focuses on strengthening of the public sector institutions in order to create a strong governance. That is the objective. And mind you, our government is very strong. Their governance is also very strong, even amongst the world countries. The country partnership framework between the World Bank and India is one of the largest country partnerships framework in the entire World Bank group. And it supports India's transition to a middle-income country. We have entered into a transition as a middle-income country out of the poor. As I told you before, that MDB and World Bank wants all bidding process, tendering process to be through ICB or International Competitive Bidding. This is a process required in financing arrangements involving the World Bank. The World Bank requires its borrowers to follow specified procedures for awarding mandates or service procured to develop the bank's loan-funded projects. Bank has got a detailed requirement and specific conditions that must be followed by borrowers in choosing a business partner to complete that project. The main reason is to promote fair and healthy competition for the bank's funded economic opportunities. World Bank is giving economic opportunities, and therefore it's a fair competition building through the entire international business community. The borrowing country in such an agreement maintains a certain degree of freedom in selecting a winning bid for its project. But it is expected that the lowest priced competitive bid is to be selected. Now, ICB requirements, that means what are the requirements under the International Competitive Bidding of World Bank? The World Bank has detailed instructions, conditions, and requirements that must be followed in the international competitive bidding process for all types of services. ICB requires the borrowers to internationally advertise the service needed for each project in an acceptable language of that country, respective countries. It has got to be advertised internationally, not only in the national market. Borrowers must award such contracts to the lowest acceptable bids, subject to certain conditions, especially of qualitative judgments. Subject to quality conditions, the lowest bid has got to be accepted. This is the primary requirement under ICB of World Bank projects. Borrowers who receive funding from the World Bank can, of course, find the bank's procurement framework for international competitive bidding on their website. That means you have got to go to their website, study their website, check the requirements, and follow the procedure. Details of the bank's procurement framework include the bank's policy, regulations, directives, and procedures. These have got to be followed in cases of all World Bank aided projects. India is a partner to the World Bank group, and therefore we are following this process in India. Let's look at some of the large projects which are World Bank projects in India. You know, our government, present government, has gone very hard into the skill development in India. Develop the skills for job creation. So it is a Skill India mission. Funding is from World Bank. Clean India mission. Environment cleaning. Any other form of cleaning. It's a Clean India mission. Again, funding by World Bank. National Ganga River Basin Project, commonly which is called a Namami Gange Project. Cleaning the entire Ganga River right from origin to the destination at Sagar Island in West Bengal. The Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana Project, it's a very big project. And you see, our minister, Mr. Nitin Gadkari, is so very hard and so very fast working on all these types of projects. National highway projects. Look at the massive project going on in India. The National Rural Livelihoods Projects. Integrated Child Development Services. National AIDS Control Support Project. Today, AIDS is in total control over there. At one time, it was a worse disease than even cancer. But today, it is totally in control. Then, low income housing finance in India. MSME, mini and small medium enterprises. Their growth, innovation, and inclusive finance project. Next, UP has taken a pro-poor tourism development project. Eastern Dedicated Corridor, Freight Corridor number 3. That's a different form of project. And, of course, one of the oldest projects was Atal Bhujal Yojana. A project undertaken by the government. Government of India has received a loan from World Bank towards program management and financial support for national e-governance plan. Your digital or e-commerce program. India is digitizing on a very large scale and very fast movement. It is because of infrastructure being built with the help of the World Bank. India's electronic delivery of public services development policy loan is envisaged to support any GP's countrywide plan of increasing online services to citizens in their locality to improve the quality of basic governance in areas of concern to the common man. Your GEM projects, etc., digitization by the common man, you are able now to e-connect with any government department. You want to make payment of any of your taxes. You don't have to go to the bank. You don't have to go to the government organization to make payment. Directly, e-payment is being done. Why? Because infrastructure project has been set in place with the World Bank aided project. Department of Electronic and Information Technology has issued detailed guidelines to support development and funding of suitable projects. And these guidelines, they provide a comprehensive framework, including a detailed project report template for submission of proposals based on indicative policy areas. Policies are indicated. Projects which are required to come out of these policies, their indicative areas are all made into a framework, comprehensive framework by Department of Electronic and Information Technology. This has resulted in our government creating policy reform areas in order to come to this sustainable level. We have created a policy reform area. Government has initiated, it has gone very hard into it. What are those policies? Policy for institutional strengthening of state governments. Policy for public-private partnerships to improve service delivery. So you'll find so many agreements being conducted on PPP basis, public-private partnerships. Policy on use of open standards to ensure interoperability and avoid vendor lock-in period. Policy for inter-agency coordination, monitoring and evaluation. There is a total monitoring going on at the highest level at PMO's office. Monitoring is going on. Policies for access to citizen service through mobile platform and increasing the pace of broadband penetration. You have come to 4G. We are now getting into 5G also slowly. Policy for mandating increased participation by users. Policy has been created that users should participate more and more. Policy on service orientation for government processes and officials. Even government officials also are going through this their service orientation program. And of course, we have an Electronic Service Delivery Act, which has been brought into the picture. Policy on uniform and predictable verification of e-service users. Yes, there is always a verification now being taken out. What are the indicative targets out of these policy changes? The targets are strengthening states' institutions, development of technical standards for e-governance. E-governance means even our old government organization, the government officers, they have got to develop their technical standards. So development of technical standards also is being done. That's an indicative target. Improved inter-agency coordination and monitoring of e-governance. At the PMO level, there's a group of ministers who do inter-government monitoring, inter-agency, inter-ministry monitorings. Improving access to service by using the mobile platform while increasing the pace of internet penetration. We have the highest internet penetration in the world as of today. Facilitating increased participation of the users in design and evolution of the e-governance projects. Improving service orientation of government processes and the officials. Continuous improvement stages are going on. These are the indicative targets. And we have an e-services delivery act, ESD Act, already set in place, which is resulting in uniform and predictable verification of service users. There is a verification going on at each stage to check any risks involved. Now, let us come to a new aspect, a new subject as far as the project exports are concerned. Or why only a project exports? I would say it's a World Bank funded projects. Our DGFT has brought out notifications or exim policy changes known as a deemed export. What is the meaning of deemed exports? Deemed export refers to those transactions in which the goods supplied to World Bank aided projects, mind you, they are ICB project, International Competitive Bidding, where even a foreign competitor comes and bids for that project, there will be foreign exchange outgo. And in order for Indian companies to bid on ICB terms, they have got to be more competitive. So, here government is giving them the facility of deemed export, where the goods do not leave the country, but payment is received in free foreign exchange through World Bank aid. Indian entrepreneurs have got the expertise, skilled manpower and infrastructure to enter into these kinds of EPC contracts of World Bank, either as a main contractor or a subcontractor. And to enter into main contractor or subcontractor level, you need to pass through the ICB process. We have got the capacity to do it. And therefore, government is giving the deemed export benefits. As a measure of trade facilitation to Indian entrepreneurs, the government of India has placed such categories of World Bank aided projects in the category of deemed exports. And this facility enables them to take active interest in international competitive business process and submit lowest price competitive bid on par with any other bidder in the international market. That is where we have got this as a big boost for project exporters. What are the eligibility criteria? Supply and installation of goods and equipment, either single responsibility of turnkey contracts under the contract system of the World Bank aided projects, or supplies under international competitive bidding, that is supply of goods to any project for any purpose in respect of which the Ministry of Finance permits import of such goods at zero customs duty subject to conditions. Yes, certain goods are being imported with a zero customs duty. So there also deemed exports are being granted as benefits. Supply of goods required for setting up of any mega power projects. Here, ICB conditions would not be mandatory if the requisite quantum of power has been tied up through a tariff-based competitive bidding, or if the project has been awarded through tariff-based competitive bidding. Tariff means the price which the ultimate user will pay for buying that power. Supply of goods to nuclear power projects, provided such goods are required for setting up of any nuclear power project. And the project should have a capacity of 440 megawatt or more than that. And to ensure this condition, a certificate to the effect is required to be issued by an officer not below the rank of a joint secretary in Government of India, Department of Atomic Energy. Why? Because it's a nuclear powered project. And tender is invited through national competitive bidding or through international competitive bidding. Here, deemed exports shall be eligible to get the following benefits. Number one, advance authorization or advance authorization for annual requirement under the DFIA scheme. Duty-free import authorization. This means you get an authorization, or it was called as a license previously, to import those items without payment of duty, subject to condition that it is required for those respective projects only. These are the subjective conditions. Duty-free imports is allowed for all raw materials, consumables, etc., etc. Deemed export drawback. Exporters are granted duty drawback in relation to all their exports where raw material has been used, imported raw materials has been used and duty was paid at the time of import, but need not be connected directly. But goods exported, drawback is given to the all the exporters. So similarly, duty drawback is granted as deemed export drawback also. Refund of terminal excise duty if exemption is not available, or input tax credit for GST also. Thank you. Well, looking to all this, let us all come together. Let's build India together. It's a very big challenge. Accept it. Thank you.